making like feminist banners? It doesn't have to say feminist. It can really say anything that you want it to.
It is a Friday afternoon, and a group of students are inside Ohio University's LGBT Center, sitting around a table making banners while talking about craftivism. The center is quite literally the center for a lot of activism at Ohio University, from members taking part in rallies and other events, to being a safe space for young gay activists to unwind and recharge, and by simply existing.
Just the physical presence, or someone wearing a rainbow pin, whether they identify as LGBT or not, is a form of activism, because we're told that we're not good enough. We're told that we shouldn't be here, we shouldn't exist. And so just by being present, we're shaking things up.
Meet Delphine Bautista. They call themselves the head queer of the LGBT Center on Ohio University's campus. And to Delphine, teaching and learning are the forms of activism that they most closely follow.
Activism, for me, is an academic discipline, and academics is a form of activism, and sort of bridging those two worlds in multiple different ways.
An activist for several years, Delphine says activism comes in all shapes and sizes.
I've been in the rallies and the marches, and those are important, but not everyone has the ability to be able to participate in those types of things. And so, you know, encouraging folks to work on a project like this, even for an LGBT class, is a form of activism. It's a form of raising awareness. When we do speak outs in safe zones, that's a form of activism.
Randy Phillips, the president of the Greater Dayton LGBT Center, agrees with Delphine. LGBT centers, in and of themselves, are a form of activism.
Particularly in our current social climate, we always have to be on guard for the type of people that would always try to stand up against you. And certainly our current political climate is one that is apt to do so. So it's more important that people can come together, feel safe, and then stand up for their own rights.
But not everyone agrees with Delphine and Randy's perspective.
My name's Olivia Busby. I'm a fifth-year senior studying screenwriting, producing, and African-American studies. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the project coordinator at the LGBT Center.
Olivia has a slightly different view on the role of an LGBT center.
I think it's a necessary thing, but I don't think simply having the center is activism. But then having a center like the one we have now, where there's like an active, there's like constant action to make sure that it's inclusive and being seen and being in the community as well as welcoming people here, I think that's the activism part.
Being inclusive is a huge part of the Ohio University LGBT Center. And it is that inclusivity that allows all young activists to feel welcome and ready to unwind and relax.
A lot of the LGBT activists on campus come here to re-energize, to throw shade and to like vent and laugh and know that they have a space where they are supported. They may not have that support in every space they exist in.
Whatever the form that activism may take on, the goal is always the same. And if you ask Delphine, they would tell you that strides continue to be made towards a more equal and non-discriminatory world.
Things are changing. Everything from marriage equality to non-discrimination laws to presence in the media. And so that said, there's still a lot of work to be done. I would love to work myself out of a job. And be able to shut down the center because it's no longer needed.
For The Outlet, this has been Michael Cromer with contributions from Adriana Navarro.